Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time it is that you're listening to this podcast, I really hope that you're in a place to take all of it in. I hope you're in a calm place, whether you're doing some dishes or you're driving or you're at work. I really hope that you're going to take all of this in because I have worked very hard designing this podcast and erasing and just all of the things. And I'm just so excited to share with you today the 10 points of self-love and just go over why I wanted to start a podcast and really what made me get to this point of a podcast. So many of you know that I took a European trip, and honestly, nothing was really planned. I just a booked flight to London. Really no other destinations, hotels, car rentals. The main purpose of this trip was really to meditate, practice more self-love, run every morning. I ran the streets of Barcelona every morning and it was electric. It was incredible. Spain won the Euro finals while I was there, and I've never been in a place where people are screaming from their balconies and just police are stopping traffic to party with the crowd. It was a time that you can't even explain. I practiced so much self-love while I was there. I did so much reading and healing. Oh, I feel like I was birthed into a new woman. I came back to the States so on fire for myself, so in love with myself and who I'm becoming. I feel like I unlocked a new level of my life and just leveled up in such a way mentally, not in any other way, because if I'm leveling up mentally, that is just, wow. You have to understand that your brain is so important and what you feed it is so important. What you consume consumes you. And I'm going to be talking about that in this podcast today, actually. This all correlates to why I'm starting a podcast. And just a little fun fact about me. When I was younger, everyone at school wanted to be a nurse, a teacher, something super cutesy and interesting. Since the time I was 8 years old, I wanted to be a motivational speaker. And people would always look at me sideways when I would say this. Like, what do you mean? Like, in front of crowds? Or like, what is the case? And I just really wanted to make people smile. Strangers, people that I care about, doesn't matter. I just love making people happy and helping people, not just financially, but I love to help people just love themselves more. And it's always been a passion of mine to help someone go through something really hard or give them insight on something I've been through. So I honestly thought about making a podcast for years, and I really thought nobody would listen. I mean, that's the worst fear, right? No one's going to listen to what I have to say or care. But whenever I was on the plane headed to London, I thought, I had an epiphany. I said, if even just one person listens to this podcast and benefits from it, that should really be enough encouragement for me to follow my passion. So here I am, you guys, and I'm nowhere near perfect. Many of you know my story. I've made so many mistakes. I've fallen so short into old patterns many, many times. However, every day I learn more and more about what I need and how I can heal and what little me would have wanted and desired. Honestly, I ask myself this question all the time as I'm getting older. I've done things that I cannot erase, but in the future and right now, present time, I ask myself this question: would I be someone I'd want my son to marry in the future? And that question resonates with me. I hope it resonates with all of the mothers that are listening to this podcast. And I hope I have all the moms listening to this podcast, honestly. All the girls, and if there's some men on here, hello. 10 points of self-love for you. And honestly, the main question of this podcast today is, if I asked you to name all of the things that you love, how long would it take for you to name yourself? how long? I mean, if someone asked me that question 6 months ago, I'd be listing off my job or my son or, you know, this specific materialistic item, or how long would it take for you to name yourself? You should be the love of your life. You should be the queen of the show when it comes to you and your own life. So, of course, everyone's perception of love is subjective. Self-love, in my opinion, is the most important love of your life. It's literally the love of your life. You cannot pour into your relationships, your children, your friendships from an empty cup. When you love yourself, your vibrations rise and you become a magnetic person. I think it's such an important topic in today's day and age, honestly, because to be human is to really face struggle, insecurities, heartbreak. And at many points in our lives, we become confronted with the fear that we're not good enough in some way, shape, or form, whether it be someone that made you feel that way, or you just are insecure because of what you see on social media, or which social media is fake, guys. We're going to get to that. The relationship that you have with yourself is the most important relationship you will ever have. If the relationship you have with yourself is rocky, you taint your friendships, your relationships, your career, and for the mothers listening, your motherhood journey, you taint that. And that's not fair. You have to love you. And so in many other podcasts, I've heard people talk about that self-love is like a muscle. The more you work at it, the more it grows. The more you water the plant and check the soil and know about what you need, what your soil needs, you become more beautiful and magnetic. With all of that being said, let's jump right into the 10 points of self-love. And again, all of this is subjective to what I've experienced, and I truly hope that all of this resonates with you. So number one, acceptance. You can learn this at any point in life, any age. Be kind to yourself. Wake up in the morning and look yourself in the mirror and say, you're beautiful. You're kind. I'm resilient. I believe I have good things on the way to me. Once you learn how to accept how unique and rare you are, you're really on a road to becoming the best version of yourself. Accept you. You are uniquely made. You are divine. You are all of the things that you want to be. And that is also manifestation, talking to yourself that way. Manifest that. Speak it into existence. And with manifestation, we're going to actually get to that during another podcast. I really want to talk about that eventually. But with acceptance, you do realize in order to accept yourself, you have to learn to forgive yourself too. Say things to yourself and feed your mind with forgiveness. I am grateful for the increased insight and opportunity to make better choices next time around. Say things like that to yourself. Recognize the difference between who you are and what you did. You do not have to be a prisoner of your past. Girl, you don't live there anymore. That's okay. People change. People grow up. And that's all right. You are not held captive there anymore, queen. Number two, is your environment toxic? Ask yourself that question. Your friendships, who are you surrounding yourself with? This to me is extremely important to take note of. If you are constantly surrounded by drama and people who drain you, you will feel drained. It's like touching a stove that's hot and wondering why you got to burn. Less is always more when you're less is more, guys. You don't need a vast friend group to feel satisfied or popular. I have four really close friends that I truly wouldn't be the woman I am today and the mother I am today without them. They've always equipped me and encouraged me so much. I could cry just listing out the reasons why I love them and their constant river of support so much. Ask yourself these vital questions when checking your friend group. Do your friends make you love yourself more? Do they clap when you win? Are they honest with you when you're in a self-destructive state? Evaluate your friendships. True friends want you to love yourself and raise your vibration in every season of life. And I truly mean that. There's a saying, 4 quarters over 100 pennies. And I use that often. I would rather have 4 solid friends than 100 people who don't actually care about me or only care about me on social media. I would rather that any day. And I'm so grateful for my friend group. You have no idea. I have really perfected my friend group over the last probably 3 years and just really truly finding out who's there for me and who doesn't judge me and who's always wanted more for me. And number 3 is so important. What are you consuming? What's your social media algorithm? Do you read? Do you listen to podcasts? What music do you listen to? I know that sounds so silly to ask, what music do you listen to? It's important. If you're listening to sad music and you're telling me you're depressed, I'm going to ask you why you're listening to sad music. If you open up your Instagram app every day and you see memes of like just judging other people or just like funny ones, of course, but they're just not nice, you're in turn going to judge more. And it's 2024. Mean girl energy is not out there anymore, guys. It's so gross. If you get on Facebook and you get on Instagram every day and you open up your app and you see politics and the posting about the presidential debate. I have a few people on my social media that post about politics every day. And then, you know, when you talk to them in person, they're kind of an angry person or just a very standoffish person. And I think, okay, I would be angry if I worried about politics that much as well. And this is not to say or to bash anybody that does that, but if you are evaluating what you're consuming, like I said, what you consume consumes you. Don't let things like judgy memes or just posts that are nasty be on your algorithm on social media. I actually changed my algorithm. It took about a year. And now I really only see like self-help, you know, motivational quotes. And I've really done my best at unfollowing negative pages and like sexual pages that were just funny meme pages. Although, I mean, I did keep a few because I am human. I'm not perfect. But I really was tired of seeing all of that on my feed. I just wanted to become someone new. I didn't want to be stuck in those old patterns of those funny memes. Yes, they're hilarious, but I just don't want that anymore for myself. And it's okay. It is okay to want more for yourself. People will judge you for changing, but the right people will clap for you every time you go through a new season of life and you level up. So change it. Change the algorithm. Change your life. Change what you consume. And I promise you, life will get better. Number 4, never be ashamed of anything you've been through. Ever. Our past is our history book, and as long as you're learning from your wrongdoings and mistakes, you really only unlock new levels as time goes on. You only level up from those lessons. Don't ever stay stuck and prisoner in your past. Relinquish yourself, girl. It is not that serious. It's okay. We all have done things that we are not proud of. We've all made mistakes. We've all been through things. That is life. As long as you're not staying stuck there and you are still moving forward and leveling up, you are okay. Don't, it's like quicksand. It'll swallow you whole if you let it. Don't do that to yourself. You are a queen. Know your value. Know what you bring to the table. And if people are judging you for stuff you've done in your past, simply tell them, girl, that's my old address. I don't live there anymore. Send all the mail you want. It's junk mail. I don't care about it. It doesn't define me. I am who I am right now because of what I've been through. And keep reminding yourself of that. Moving on to number five, which is definitely a personal favorite of mine, perfectionism, competition, and comparison. Let's talk about social media for a minute. People only share posts and photos and videos and stories of their best selves, not when they're lonely, tired, and scared. Whenever I was recently in Rome, I took a video of myself, which I never ever take pictures or videos of myself crying. I think that's weird and I've just never done it. And I thought to myself, okay, one day I'm going to be brave enough to post this and share my story. And I took a video of myself in the stairwell of my hostel. It was like a wraparound stairwell that went all the way up. It was beautiful, but I was just being a sad girl and having a moment in Rome of all places, shedding some tears. And I took that video really just for a memory, to remember that there was a time that I was in Rome and I was over in Europe that I felt sad and I felt lonely. And I didn't want to just remember that trip as just this happy-go-lucky, incredible time, because it really was for me to heal. So with that being said, one day I'll post it and you guys will be able to see it and see me at my most vulnerable state. With social media, we all know that there's filters and quoted captions. And even though it may not be real all the time, we forget that it's something we consume every day to be real. Competition. Your only competition is yourself. It should be me versus me every day. Easier said than done. There's a quote that I'd like to share from Vex King's book. And gosh, I have read multiple of his books now. And he's an incredible author. Just incredible. You all need to listen. You listen to it on audiobooks. You need to buy the books. Whatever you like to do when you read, do it. Get his books. He said, competing with others encourages bitterness, not betterment. And that really resonated with me, as I hope it resonates with you. When you feed your mind with social media posts containing Gucci bags and expensive cars, really what you don't see is the behind the scenes. You don't see the financial struggle to maintain an image like that. I personally really never been a fan of designer clothes or bags. I just wouldn't want to waste my money on something that's truly just material, like a piece of clothing or purse item. People will call that cheap, but I've grown over the years to know the true value of money. I'd rather book a trip for $3,500 than a silly little purse. Perfectionism. Remember to always know that no one is perfect, even though social media tells us that they are. We are not perfect. We're not posting our fights with our husbands or significant others on social media. It just doesn't happen that way. We're going to post the happy weekend we had doing something fun with our family, or look at our matching outfits, or it's not going to be that way. And that's okay. As long as you're vulnerable with somebody in your life and you have friends that you're like, oh, this is what's going on, and you're actually getting all of that out, or you're in therapy. I'm such an advocate for therapy. That's what matters. No matter what social media says, we all have our daily struggles. We all have our time to shine on stage. And that's why it's so important to clap when people around you win. Your time cannot come if you're bitter and you are just stuck in the comparison and competing with other people. It should never be that way. You are so divinely created and gifted and wonderfully talented. You are you, and that's your superpower at the end of the day. Next is going to be number six, bitterness. So, you know, when you bite into a piece of sour candy and your mouth, like your face makes that like weird, weird face of just like the bitter candy that's in your mouth, or the sour candy. That is the face that we make when we judge someone. I've caught myself doing it. I don't mean to do it. We all fall short in those old patterns. But recently I was waiting for my connecting flight in Germany, And I was looking around, and they have a smoking room in most of the airports over in Europe. And I was watching people come out and like walk past me, and they smelled like cigarettes, and a lot of people were in there vaping. I don't smoke and I don't vape. And a lot of these people, I thought, oh my gosh, like how much more attractive could these people be if they weren't doing that? But I had to catch myself. Like, it's none of my business what they're doing with their lives. And I had to really push that down deep. Truthfully, you never know how someone got to that point. And you never know the triumphs, the therapy, the tears. When I look at other people, I want to look at their success and I want to applaud them. My friends, they applaud me. They clap louder for me than I do for myself. That's who your friend group should be, by the way. Your time will come. Don't be sour about where you're at in life. There's a reason for the season. There's a reason. There's a lesson that's coming your way. I'm tired of lessons, you guys, by the way. I'm sick of lessons. I hope that I'm in the season of becoming who I need to be, and no more lessons for now. I'm ready to level up. But we always sit and think, when is it going to be my turn? Why is my friend, you know, gosh, she's selling way more than me, or she's doing this way better than me. Damn, like, why can't that be me? You can clap for other people and still want more for yourself. You can clap for other people and wait your turn. Your turn is on the way. Don't forget to be grateful for the season that you're currently in, because it's really hard to not get sucked into, oh, what's next? What's on my plate next? What can I do next instead of worrying about the now? How can I be better right now? What small steps can I take right now and today to feel better about me, to level up in a way? What can I remove off my social media to feel better? Those are things that will eventually make you less bitter and want more for other people and for yourself. So number 7 is complimenting strangers. I truly do believe when you compliment someone's mind over their body and outward beauty, it like heals you and it helps heal them. I mean, who doesn't love seeing someone's face light up when you compliment them? Obviously, I love to compliment women on their hairstyle or their outfit or their beautiful face, but it really means more when I get a compliment on my mind and my soul. People tell me all the time that I'm an old soul. I have a lot of clients in the work that I do that I hang out with old people a lot. And I always get that I'm an old soul, which I love. I love that compliment. It's such a genuine, honest compliment. And it has nothing to do with the way I look or the way I styled my hair that day or my outfit, which of course I love getting those compliments. But who doesn't love getting a compliment on who you are as a person? There's a theory that's called the smile theory. And I've told a few people about this theory. It's a proven statistic that if you smile at just one person or you compliment just one person, that can go through up to 30 people. So say that you see someone on the street and you say, oh my God, I love your outfit, or you just even smile at them. It's insane that just that alone can go through 30 other humans. That's just an incredible thing to think about, that your one act of kindness has now gone through so many different people. And if it didn't go through that many people, even if it just went to that one person that one day, that's incredible. That's amazing. Imagine what a compliment does with someone. I remember compliments from whenever I was in like the fourth grade. I also remember derogatory statements that were said to me back in the day. And those are the ones you normally don't forget, which is sad. But there's things that people have said to me. And like the fourth grade, I remember there was a girl who told me one time, she said, I just love the way you like to make everyone laugh. And I am such a silly person, and that always stuck with me. I love making people laugh. I love being silly and goofy, and I know my social media is very, you know, it's very cutesy and all the things, but I am such a silly person. Like, I love being a giant goofball. I love having fun. I love getting dirty. I love all of it. So just next time you're out, remember that people, they remember your compliments. They remember that you smiled at them. They don't want to go to their friend's house and say, oh, today I was at Target and this girl, I smiled at her. And of course, mean girl energy, she didn't smile back. Like, this is 2024. Smile back, put your best face on, and be nice, be kind, be happy for people. Compliment strangers. I promise you, when you start randomly complimenting strangers, your energy is just going to be electric. And I love that for you. Think about it like this. Just a second of your time could be a lifetime in someone else. And that should be enough for you to think, wow, I want to be a part of a movement just like that. And as much as I can go on and on about complimenting strangers and how incredible it makes me feel, I have to move on because I do have a time frame here for this podcast. I want to keep all of your attention. So number 8 is movement. And I can't say this enough. I go to the gym 50% of the time for my mental health, not just the physical look. And the physical health of your mind can improve drastically when you run, walk in nature, get in the gym for a quick little reset session. Invest in your mind when it comes to this. And I know I post a lot of the physical benefits of the gym, but I really am going to start posting more of why I do it for my mental health. When I exercise, I swear, it releases so many endorphins. I sleep better. It reduces my stress. It really improves my self-esteem. It strengthens my mind. Honestly, it really does provide like a little social support too. I love the little gym crew that I've met over the last 7 years of going to the gym and the support that they show. Just through seeing them at the gym or on social media, I love it. And if you're scared to go to the gym, this is me being genuine. Don't ever feel afraid to hit me up and ask me how I was able to overcome the anxieties of being in a gym. Because the reality is, I started at Planet Fitness, the good old green and purple. I was too afraid to go to a Just Move or a Gold's Gym or an Esporta or a Crunch. I was too embarrassed. I didn't know how to use the equipment. I honestly didn't know if I was doing anything right, if my form was correct. And over the years, it took years for me to actually figure out how to properly do things in the gym. And I'm so glad that I was able to make that step in life and say, I don't care how anybody looks at me. I'm going to go to the gym and I am going to figure it out. I don't care if I'm watching 4 YouTube videos sitting on this machine. I'm going to figure it out for me, because who cares what anybody else has to say? What are they going to come up to you and say, you need to move? That's the mindset you need. You need that disconnected mindset of, I don't give a shit what anybody has to say about me, especially when going to the gym. Because in reality, come on, are these people, what are these people doing for you? That's the mindset you need. With that being said, we're going to move on to number 9. Number 9 to me is so important. Oh my God, so important in the day and age we live in. Smoking, drinking, and food choices. I know I've said this so many times. What you consume consumes you. If you're drinking enough alcohol to kill a small horse every month, imagine the impact it's having on your brain. Alcohol is a depressant. I know that I've went out on a Saturday night and I woke up on a Sunday just feeling sad, feeling like, what did I just, did I invest in anything last night? Because I surely spent money like I was investing in alcohol. temporary highs are not worth the long-term lows that alcohol and drugs provide. And you have to ask yourself the question too, what am I suppressing when I'm drinking and smoking? What is it that is going on in my mind that I am suppressing by doing these things? And the food that you're consuming. Food is nutrition for your body and mind. And if you're filling it with fast food, dyes, no fruits, no vegetables, you're really likely to feel fatigued, depressed, and even hungrier. Fast foods were designed to be supposedly healthy online. But if you've ever done your research, you would know that it has ingredients like refined flour and bleached sugar and MSG and gluten and corn syrup, that it honestly increases your need and want for the food item again. It's like putting crack in your food. So just be aware of what you're feeding your brain. Drink some water. No soda, girl. No alcohol for a while. And I'm not saying by any means that I'm perfect, but I don't drink soda. And I definitely don't indulge in a bunch of fast food eating. Sometimes I eat Chick-fil-A because it is the Lord's chicken. I am only human. So yeah, I definitely eat there. And smoking, that's really an obvious one. I really don't even need to touch that one, I feel like. Not only does it smell and affect your teeth, but your health plummets. Every airport I was in Europe had that smoking room, and it's just like a giant glass box of people smoking. It was shocking to see how many people actually smoke cigarettes. What you feed your body feeds your mind, guys. What you feed your body feeds your mind. Try healthier habits. Even if it's just a small change every month that you implement, small changes have a ripple effect into larger ones. You deserve a life that doesn't require a constant escape. And last but not least, number 10, negative thoughts. Negative thoughts equal negative decisions. You give your power away to your negative thoughts when you let them become your reality. And quite frankly, certain thoughts that you have are attached to previous emotions. When you pause and truly realize what you're thinking about that could potentially become your reality, that's called awareness. You're aware of what you are thinking is wrong and what you're thinking is negative. Do something about it. Meditation, in my opinion, has become such a huge part of my life. I meditate multiple times a day. I made an entire playlist on Spotify for music that calms me down. If you want it, I will definitely send you the link. It's incredible. There's no words in this music, you guys, so be aware of that. When you change the trajectory of your thoughts, you can change your life. If you're sitting here thinking negative all the time and being pessimistic, your life will not change. Be optimistic. Say, I got to wake up today. I got to go to work. I got to have my morning coffee. I got to bring my son to school and give him a kiss. Like, realize that there's so much more to life. It's not just the now. There's a meme that I saw recently, or I guess it's not a meme, but a beautiful photo of a giant circle that this girl was holding up. And the circle was completely filled in, and it said today. So today, that circle is completely shaded in. And then it said 1 week from now. And then it's not all the way shaded in, but it's almost there. And then it said a month from now. And it was like halfway shaded. And then 6 months from now. And it was a tiny little circle in that circle that was filled 6 months prior. So just realize that the now is not permanent unless you make it permanent. Realize that there is so much more to life, so much happiness out there for you, so much to be grateful for. Don't be pessimistic, girl. Get out of it. Don't think that way. You're so much more than that. You're incredible. You're divinely made. You're unique. You're rare. No more of that negative self-talk, queen. You're going to wake up tomorrow morning, look yourself in the mirror and say, this is my day. This is my world that I'm living in. And I'm taking it by the reins and doing exactly what I want with it. Raise your vibration. Become fucking magnetic. You deserve that. We all deserve that. You deserve people by your side that make you feel that way. And this touches this topic too about negative thoughts. When you surround yourself with someone who is always pessimistic, it'll drain you. Don't let people around you that mess with your energy. Don't be around energy takers. Be around energy givers. And that just goes back to whatever number it was. I think it was like number 4, where I talked about who you're surrounding yourself with. It's so incredibly important to realize, wow, I have a friend group that's kind of shitty and they kind of make me feel bad about myself. I probably should change that. I should bring it to their attention. And I'm not saying drop the friends that make you, you know, that are negative. Maybe talk with them. I had a talk with a friend recently. I said, listen, you're so sad and pessimistic all the time, and I just want great things for you. But being around me as much as you have been lately, I don't think that you're having a positive influence on my life, and I want more for you. So understand that I'm not coming at you being judgmental, because I'm not. I want you to feel better about yourself, and I want you to want more things than what's going on in your life right now. So have those hard conversations with people. Be open, be honest, be loving, be caring, be kind. And with that being said, thank you so much for getting to the end of this podcast. I am so greatly appreciative for every single one of you that took the time out of your day to just listen to what I have to say. I'm definitely going to be making more podcasts. I want to bring on some awesome people to just go over things that I don't necessarily think about. I want to talk about toxic relationships because, unfortunately, I feel like all of us have been involved in some kind of toxic situationship or relationship or marriage. It's something that's not talked about enough, and I want to talk about it. I want to talk about the raw and real things that nobody wants to touch. My opinion is obviously my opinion, and it's subjective. Everything's subjective, and it's about perspective. So if you want to continue listening, please subscribe. I don't know if you're listening on Apple Music or Spotify, but please, please, please subscribe. Please listen. Please sign up so you know when I post my podcast. And I hope you really enjoyed it, and I would love the feedback. Please message me. Tell me if you loved it, if you hated it, what I could have done better. Constructive criticism is my friend, and this is my first podcast. It took a lot of strength to do this, a lot of grace. So everyone have a beautiful, amazing, perfect week. I love you all. You're so incredible. You're so wonderful. Bye.